We're learning Shabbat Yechavedat, we're in Chelek Vet, Siman Memchet. A question about something that most people don't have anymore, a wind-up watch. You need to keep winding it. But it's fascinating because it forms, I think, the basis for more modern applications as well. So a wind-up watch, you have to wind it in order for it to work. It doesn't have a battery. It has a spring. I'm out of my league here. It has a spring. You wind it, and it works. And every so often, you have to wind it again. Otherwise, it stops working. Now, you can wind it in one of two ways. You could wait till it stops working. You're like, oh, not working. So you can wind it. Alternatively, you can realize that the last time I wound it was, I don't know, 2 days ago. It's probably, how long does it last?
24 hours.
No,
depending. 6 hours.
Wow, okay. So you know approximately it's going to end. So before it ends, you know, you can wind it beforehand. It's still working, but you can, you know, you don't have to add gas to the empty car. You can add gas when you only have a little bit left. Same idea. So what is the status of winding a watch that completely stopped on Shabbat? It stopped, and now you want to wind it, it's not working, you're effectively going to make it work. And then he'll go through the other things. So yeah, the issue is, the way he views it is it a problem of metaken kli? Are you effectively creating something? Now, we know there's a din halacha about putting things together. How tightly do you put them together? It's Gemara on Shabbat, Memzayin, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're putting things together and you're only tightening it loosely, you're not making it tight, right? So let's say you're putting together an actual object, not a watch. And you're not making it tight, you're just putting it loosely, it doesn't matter. Then that's acceptable on Shabbat. Putting something together the last in a tight way, that's not allowed. Most of the Rishonim explain, one requires more of an effort, one of a ma'aseh umanut. It requires some, like, knowledge, professional knowledge here. Why don't you just put it together? Not a big deal, right? You're just building something, that's nothing, right? Opening up a chair on Shabbat, a folding chair, does not require all that much chokhmah. Everyone can do it. That's nothing. But starting to put together, you know, something more complicated, so that's not allowed. So it's one way, it's judged by how tightly you do it. So Magen Avraham writes that if you don't care if it turns, like, whatever, how tight is too tight? Is it too tight means you don't want it to move. You don't want it to move. As long as you don't care if it's moving, it's loose enough, then that's not considered a problem with Taken Mana. Now, he applies this to the watch, which is a funny thing, I think, but he says you're winding it, but you're not winding it tight. You're winding it loose. Because if you wind it too tight, apparently it can break. Okay? I'm going to take his word on it. It can break. And therefore, you're doing it loose, and therefore it shouldn't be an issue. Now, the Chaye Adam disagrees.
Oh, you go to a point that it
stops. So, meaning it stops so you don't tighten it too much. I guess that's the point. Now, the Chaye Adam disagrees. The Chaye Adam says, no. It's not about tightening and not tightening. It wasn't working, and you made it work. I think that's tightening and not tightening. He says, you know, there's a Gemara in Eruvin, Kufnun, talks about, sorry, Kufgimel, not Kufnun. Kufgimel in Eruvin writes, if in the Kinor, in the Beit HaMikdash, they would play the harp, they would play musical instruments. If one of the strings ripped, so you're not allowed to tie it and then twist it to tighten on Shabbat. That's not allowed. He says, same thing here. So Rav Avadia says, there's also a Shoni. He says, there it was broken. There it was broken. The watch, the question is like this. When the watch isn't working, is it broken? So the answer is no, it's not broken. It's built that way, mitchila. It's built that way that it needs to be wound. So that's what this really, if I had to pull out what it's about, the essence of this controversy is how do you view the watch when it's not working? Does it have to seem like it's broken?
No puzzle.
Or is it like a puzzle might be a separate issue, okay? Similar. Right, the question is, are you... Correct. So the question is, right, is it broken? Am I making it work? And that's metaken mana. Or no, it's not broken. It's working. It's not broken. All you need to do is switch. It's built like that. It's meant to go in both directions. It's meant to go on and off. That's what it's built to do. So Rav Avadia seems to indicate, no, it's built like that. It should be fine. He brings the question. There's another layer of the question. Okay, so let's say it's going to be forbidden. Asur. Mitzad what? Metaken mana. Metaken mana is makeba patish, or like binyan. Like building. There's a principle in the Gemara in binyan bekelim. Binyan requires karka. Binyan requires you in order to violate the din daraita to knock something in the ground. Binyan bekelim, binyan and things that are movable and small, there is no binyan. And the assumption is that as long as it's not something that you need a professional to do, it's something that regular, everyday people can do, it's not a problem. It's not a problem of binyan. It's not a problem of makeba patish. Makeba Patish is not, is a figurative language. If you do what? So that could be a problem. So Makeba, the language in the Mishnah of Makeba Patish is referring to finalizing some type of a metal, like you have a metal structure, and you're now making it nice and smooth, and it's finished. It's not really knocking a nail into the wall. Knocking a nail into the wall might be a problem of binyan. But that, it's figurative. So he assumes it's not an issue because an everyday person can do it, just one moment. Nonetheless, Rav Avadia says, Rabua achronim amachmirim, and therefore if your watch is not working, meaning it stopped working, do not wind it up on Shabbat. Okay, most people don't have a wind-up watch, so it's not an issue, but the next question is very relevant. Dr. Levinson is saying, well, the clock was also built that if it's only working when the battery's there. When the battery's not there, it's still working. It just needs a new battery. The question is, how far do you take this? In the end of the day, he says no. Maybe he said no for that reason, but it sounds like it wouldn't be so terrible. We'll leave that aside. So what about this follows? Yes? So that's question four. So question two is, what if it didn't stop yet? I know it's going to stop. I know it stops every 6 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, whatever it is. Sonyad, on a watch. I know it's going to stop. So before it stops, I can rewind it, meaning you fill the car when it's on an eighth of the tank left. You don't wait till it's empty. Is that okay? So he says that is 100% okay, even according to those who say that when it stops working, you're not allowed to wind it. They would agree that if it's still working, you are. He has a great proof for this. There's no Dabihuda. Rabbi Chezkel Landa has the qualifying question. We know that in order to eat meat, after you do proper shechita, you have to take the blood out. You have to remove the blood, okay? Now, if you want to be able to cook the meat, you have to remove the blood. It needs to be soaking in water first, and then in salt. Now, the Gemara says that you have to do that within 3 days of the shechita. If you don't do that within 3 days of the shechita, then you can't get the blood out. So if you can't get the blood out, you can't eat it. The Gemara says, yeah, but you could roast it. If you roast it afterwards, but if you want to be able to cook it means in water or in some type of a sauce, you have to do the hadacha, the washing of the meat, within 3 days. That's the din. Fine. Now, it's hard to imagine that this ever happens because they didn't have refrigerators, but fine, naniach, it's in the winter. So what if you did this shechita on Thursday, and Shabbat you wake up, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't do the hadacha on this meat. So now, are you allowed to soak it on Shabbat or not? Or is that considered to be mitaken ochlim? Meaning, you're fixing this food, right? It wasn't going to be able to be eaten, and now you're making it be able to be eaten, and therefore, it should be violation. So the Notabi says, no. On Shabbat, you could still eat it. On Shabbat, you're within 3 days, right? You're within 3 days. On Shabbat, it's fine. What are you doing? You're not changing it from forbidden to permissible. It is permissible now. You're just mamshich the current matzav. You're extending the current situation. Now it's permissible. You're just extending that more. That is not considered to be a tikkun. A tikkun is when something was not okay, and now you made it okay. On Shabbat, the meat is okay. You could eat it raw. So raw meat is all Gemara. Okay, you're allowed, there are ways to get around this on Shabbat. But it's edible, meaning it's not forbidden, right? The issue would be tomorrow it's a problem. So you want to have it prepared, meaning you want to know why it's not hachana. Okay, leave aside the hachana issue preparing for after Shabbat. Is it a problem of tikkun manet, tikkun ochlim? Meaning, is it a problem of turning something from forbidden to permissible? He says, no, the Noda Biyuda says. It's not a problem of turning something from forbidden to permissible, because it was never forbidden. It was mutar, and it just mamshich the current matzav. You're just extending the current situation. He says the same thing with the watch. If the watch is currently working, and you are just extending it from work to continue working, then that's not a problem. Same thing. So we'll get to that, right, with the timers. This is the basis, the same svara that he didn't come up with, or someone Zalman Orbach came up with, but they were in touch about this, that we're not going to talk about it right now. But with the timers, you can mamshich the masav, but you can't change the masav. But it's that reason. That's why I think this is right, even though most people don't have wind-up watches nowadays. But this svara... Correct. So we'll have to explain that a little bit more. thereafter. So again, he distinguishes between if it's not currently working, to start winding it to make it work, he says a person should be machmir. He says, but if it's still working, and you're winding it to continue to be working, that you can certainly do. He has a Rav Yosef Mashas, who thinks that it doesn't make a difference. He says, no, we're talking about measuring, and you're measuring things like that, about measuring. It's not about measuring time. He's some confusion about whether it's measuring time or not measuring time. He says, that's not the issue of measuring time, not measuring time. The issue is about Mesaken Mana. He says, what's the moment? It's not, I understand that you can consider it when it's not working to be working, that you've changed its status. But if it's currently working, and you're extending how much it's working to work for longer, that's going to be permissible. He has two other points that we're going to get to at Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.